He was her only son. It was Nick and three sisters, and as ridiculous as it was, she very much believed nothing or no one is good enough for my son. She'd never liked Jill for the same reasons Jill's parents hadn't liked him.
I still don't know why you insisted on rushing to get a place. I'm in that house all by myself. I would love to have you back home. Plus, it would have given you time to put some money away for a house of your own.
A small stab of guilt hit him. It was almost a reflex to tell her he'd stay there, but then he'd promised himself to make this time about him, and he needed to do that. He knew part of it was the fact that she didn't want to be alone. He was the youngest, the oops child, so his parents were a little older than most his age. When his sisters moved out, she had Nick and his father. Now she had no one.
You know, you don't have to keep the house, Mom. It's a lot of space for you alone. Carrie already told you she and Eric would love to have you at their place.
Carrie was his oldest sister. She waved him off and shook her head.
I raised my kids in that house. I'm not leaving it until I die, and when I do, my kids will get it. Considering I'm fit as a fiddle, it will be a while before anyone drags me out of my home.
He chuckled. She was a strong woman. He had to give her that. And the thought of losing the home made Nick's gut ache as